All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America. This week is our monthly stop at the United Center in Chicago. Great card on hand for today. We had the double main event last week where we had Macho Man Randy Savage and Bill Dundee facing off in singles matches against Eddie Gilbert and Dustin Rhodes. Well, this time we have Randy Savage and Bill Dundee facing off against the Sheepherders. And we have, again, a double main event. First of all, the main event that had been scheduled, Goldust defending the title against Gentleman Chris Adams. That's going to be a great match for the American Heavyweight title. But then, as I won the opportunity last week against Ahmed Johnson, this week, the second main event is me and Skandar Akbar in a match for the control of the PWA. After this, we'll have to see if I win, what happens with Akbar and Devastation Incorporated. If Akbar wins, what happens with me and the Dirty Dozen? Because that's all up in the air right now. But we have a great card here as we get into the first match with Jimmy Golden facing off against Bart Gunn. And Golden and Gunn have a great opening match for a PWA card. They try to show that they are top contenders for the Interstate 74 title. Gunn has control of the match for a while until Precious slips Golden the coal miner's glove. Paul Jones tries to get Randy Anderson to see it, but Anderson is too preoccupied with Jones. Golden nails Gunn with the glove and tosses it back to Precious. As Anderson turns around, Precious shoves the glove in her top. Anderson asks her about it. She offers to let him search her. Golden grabs Anderson from behind and tells him to keep his mind on the match. Gunn is still on the mat, and Golden covers for the pin, getting the win in a time of 8 minutes, 23 seconds. The next match has Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Southern Psycho Elliot Russell and Bunkhouse Buck. Not your typical tag team partners for Russell and Buck, but we are having issues between Iron Mike Sharp and Bunkhouse Buck and Kendall Windham and Elliot Russell. So Akbar signs this match to help Kendall and Elliot figure out how their match is supposed to conclude. Kendall and Sharp have a distinct advantage as a team over Elliot and Buck. Sharp gets the pin on Elliot after a Death Valley driver in a time of 17 minutes, 54 seconds. All four men brawl in the ring. Buck even gets a few shots in on Elliot for losing the match. Kendall and Sharp finally get the advantage by throwing Buck and Elliot out of the ring, leaving them standing tall with Missy Hyatt. Next match, another tag team match, as the Rock and Roll RPMs take on Hector Guerrero and Terry Taylor. Hector takes the brunt of the match because he has been talking about how he has to carry the Heenan family ever since the match with Paul Jones's army. Akbar comes down to the ring and positions himself near the RPM's corner. Hector pins Lane after Akbar tosses him a chain. Terry comes into the ring to talk to Hector, but Hector levels Terry with the chain that's still on his hand. How did referee Nick Patrick not see the chain still on Hector's hand when he made the pinfall? I don't know, but Hector Guerrero and Terry Taylor get the win over the Rock and Roll RPMs in a time of 13 minutes, 28 seconds. But Akbar's involvement is Hector long for the Heenan family. Next match has Jerry Lawler facing off against Devin Storm. And Lawler has an easy match with Devin, getting the win in a time of 6 minutes, 21 seconds. After the match, Lawler challenges Adams to put up his American Heavyweight title shot against him so that he can give Goldust the night off. But he also says that even though he and Goldust are both in Devastation Incorporated, he is a better contender and give Goldust a better match than Gentleman Chris Adams could. After all, Lawler was the first PWA World Heavyweight Champion. He was also the American Heavyweight Champion less than a year ago. No one answers Lawler's challenge, so he and Akbar leave the ring. All right, now we get back into the tag team action. Dundee and Savage seek another shot at the American Tag Team titles. The Sheepherders stand in their way. But it doesn't take long for Dundee and Savage to isolate Luke. Dundee gets the pin after Savage comes off the turnbuckle with the flying elbow in a time of 12 minutes, 16 seconds. Dundee and Savage are showing great in-ring chemistry. If it were up to me, they would be challenging either Bad Company for the Illinois Tag Team titles or Scorpio and Wildcard for the American Tag Team titles. However, I'm not in charge. If I bring the idea up to Akbar, he will just accuse me of wanting to use my bias toward my Dirty Dozen to reclaim titles from Devastation Incorporated. They are definitely on a hot streak, though, are Dundee and Savage. As they get started here, how far will it go? We'll have to keep watching them to find out. All right, next match has Rick Steiner facing off against the Great Kabuki. And Steiner has his hands full with Kabuki, but he manages to come out on top because of a miscue by Akbar. Kabuki has Steiner trapped against the ropes, but Steiner moves out of the way when Akbar jabs him with the cane. Akbar ends up jabbing Kabuki in the ribs. Steiner gets the pin after three quick release German suplexes in a time of 4 minutes, 2 seconds. As Steiner celebrates in the ring, Terry Taylor rushes the ring. He and Steiner brawl in the ring. Missy gets involved by nailing Terry with her purse. Kabuki gets back into the action by misting Taylor. Steiner gets out of the ring as Kabuki turns his attention on him. So Terry Taylor comes in to attack Rick Steiner and ends up getting the short end of the stick between Steiner and Kabuki. But your winner is still Rick Steiner. All right, the original main event for the evening, as Akbar had booked it. American heavyweight title on the line. Goldust defending the title against gentleman Chris Adams. Chris Adams and Alexandra come down to the ring. Adams looks excited to be challenging for the title. Akbar and Goldust come out, but they stand on the entrance ramp. Akbar announces that Alexandra has been barred from ringside for this match. Alexandra protests, but Tommy Young and Randy Anderson come down to escort her back to the dressing room. Akbar sends Goldust down to the ring and returns back to the dressing room himself. Hey, Akbar actually understands. Fair play. Who would have thought? Goldust and Adams have a great and even match. Adams nails Goldust with the super kick, but Lawler's music starts to play. Lawler comes out to the entrance ramp. Adams invites Lawler to come down to the ring. While Adams is distracted by Lawler's antics, Goldust grabs him from behind with a crucifix powerbomb for the pin to retain the title in a time of 39 minutes, 39 seconds. Your winner and still American heavyweight champion is Goldust. Now for the real main event. PWA control on the line as I challenge Akbar, having won the match against Ahmed Johnson last week. So as we get to tonight's main event, there seems to be too much hype around it. You know, me and Akbar for all the marbles. In order to keep control of the match, Eddie makes the match a bull rope match. As the third member of the booking committee, he has kept himself out of the storyline for the most part in the last 2 months. He also uses his authority to bar everyone from both the Dirty Dozen and Devastation Incorporated from ringside. He also promises 6-month suspensions for anyone who interferes in the match. He wants this done once and for all. Akbar and I tear into each other with the bull rope, but Akbar eventually gets the advantage by choking me with the rope. Once I am basically unconscious, Akbar proceeds to touch all four corners to get the win and keep control of the PWA for the rest of the 120 days until Remember Their Legacy. So Akbar gets the win in a time of 10 minutes, 4 seconds. After the match, Akbar tells me there will be no more matches between him and me until Hard Day's Night. And that's only if he desires to give me anything. Akbar removes some bull rope from his wrist and throws it down on me as the episode ends. So here I am again, losing once again to Akbar for control of the PWA. And I was hoping to be able to have this to be able to salvage some of this summer. because Akbar has canceled our contract with the Illinois State Fair. He has canceled every negotiation I was having for either developmental territories under us or for joint ventures together to have a more unified and, in his mind, a more real world heavyweight title. But Akbar wants nothing but what's in front of him. And I'm hoping that becomes his downfall. But we're going to have to see. He has promised that I am not getting back in the ring with him until Hard Day's Night in September. So we are just going to have to see what that looks like on September 4th. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite here telling you what is going on in Akbar's PWA for a little while longer. I encourage you to continue listening, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. If you have ideas for what you would like to see in the PWA coming up, email me, wrestlingwiththeology@gmail.com. Drop a comment on the Facebook page for one of the PWA cards. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you like or you don't like. And we will see what I can do about that. But we're going to have to wait to see what Akbar has planned for next week as we get to our fifth Wednesday at the Shirk Center in Bloomington, Illinois, seeing what he has up his sleeve for that. Come back next week to hear that, and I will see you then.